This is Up to Date. I'm Stephen Steigman. The Chiefs open up their regular season this Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. It's hard to see underneath those protective uniforms, but this year's team is, well, let's not sugarcoat it, young. Commentator Victor Wishna explains in a fan's notes.
Youth is wasted on the young. It's a line often attributed to George Bernard Shaw, who was, no doubt, an old man when he said it. In sports, youth is more than just the rule. It's the premise. Pro teams, of course, are always trying to make their rosters more competitive and more cost-effective. Getting younger talent usually does both, though not necessarily in that order. Right now in Kansas City sports, youth is king. The Royals are the youngest team in Major League Baseball. A lot's been made of this, and why the team's performance now is immaterial, since it's next year, or maybe 2014, that will really matter. But did you know, the Kansas City Chiefs are also, man for man, the youngest team in their league? As the new season kicks off this week, the Chiefs roster is the only one in the NFL without a single player over the age of 30. What you want is some youth for the future, said Chiefs GM Scott Pioli during this year's NFL draft. Youth can be raw, but youth can always gain experience. Not so the other way around. But youth, or youthfulness, isn't just at the heart of competitive sports. It's in the hearts of all sports fans. We crave that connection to a time in our own lives that's recently, or not so recently, or perhaps long past. Sports allegiances are set at a young age, based on where you're from or where you went to school, not on where you live now or might want to live tomorrow. Sports fans say we, semantically and emotionally linking ourselves to these young adults who wear our hometown's name on their uniforms or happen to attend the same school as we did back in the 20th century. When we say we stay young. Perhaps I'm thinking so much about this because just this week, I turned 38. I know, just 1 year shy of my late 30s. It's an age at which most NFL players and major leaguers have already retired. Most pro golfers have turned that dogleg toward the senior tour. And most Olympic gymnasts have children who are now Olympic gymnasts. But sports, like youth, are wrapped up in potential. It's what allows me to proudly and hopefully don that sweatshirt I've had since junior year with the name of my alma mater blazoned across it, even though they don't use that font anymore. And it's what saturates the start of every new season with a youthful enthusiasm. Football, of course, is different than baseball and other sports. For the athletes themselves, the window of opportunity is but a sliver. The game takes a brutal toll. The end of even a young and vital career is always one injury away. Every season counts. And a little experience doesn't hurt. You're anxious because you don't know exactly what you have, Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel said this week. And we all know that young players make mistakes. So we're going to have to see how that all plays out. It's the question that keeps fans anxious, too. Will our youthful expectations be served? Or will they be wasted on the young? On Sunday, we'll start to find out.
Victor Wishna is a writer, editor, author, and sports fan. He lives in Leawood. You can hear a fan's notes monthly on this program. So I set the-